Fiora, all your safe space belong to us. The Trump and Fiora is the president, Hillary Clinton is not, I guess you better get over it. Greetings, I'm back. Whew, did the trail running. Randy went and got lunch for her. I came back from the trail running, had my lunch, which was a handful of almonds, and now I'm drinking a gin martini. It's almost noon 30. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Fiora's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. I am right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I've never been wrong. Man, the great one himself. Founder, Seneca Libertarian Society, on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 12 years. This right here, Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile my intellect homes in on and destroys. Blows the fuck up all of you goddamn statist out there. Does not matter what kind of statist you are. Right-wing statist, left-wing statist, homo statist, tranny statist, statheist, Christian statist, fucking cyber statist. Does not fucking matter. There is no statist that is immune to the stupidity-seeking guidance system of the cruise missile of my intellect. All right, hold on. I need more martini, and I need to not spill this. This is what you call a cynical libertarian society lunch. A handful of cashews, technically it's cashews and almonds. A handful of cashews and almonds, and a gin martini with an olive. The olive, that's your vegetables. That's your... When I'm done here, when we're done here, I still haven't put up that we recorded the previous episode. It still has been posted and gone live because we wrapped up and then we left and I did my running thing. Oh, it was good, man. It was nice and warm. Saw a couple of little hottie pies. There was one chick. She was cute and adorable and she had the kid and the dog, not just a dog, but she had one of those little chihuahua dogs. I'm like, God damn it, dude. She's messed up in the head. She's got a kid and a fucking chihuahua. I didn't see if she had a ring on her finger because I couldn't tell. I was too far away, but she looked pretty adorable. Anyway, so when we're done here, I'm going to go make myself some quote-unquote real food. And I'm going to include in that some scrambled eggs. I got some eggs at the store the other day. I don't eat eggs all that often. All right, I'm going to give you guys, brace yourselves because I'm about to change your world. By the way, if you want to thank me for changing your world, you can send email to God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. I'm going to give you the secret of scrambled eggs, how to make the best scrambled eggs ever. Secret number one, heavy cream, like the whipping cream. You take your eggs, you put them in your little bowl, and you add a little bit of cream. How much you want to add, you can vary this to taste, of course, but you add some cream to it. You do your little thing, you know, you whisk that all together. And if you want to put some seasoning in there, that's fine. A lot of times I'll put some garlic and parsley in. Okay, so but secret number one is cream. Secret number two, when you're cooking the scrambled eggs, you don't turn the heat up really high. You keep the heat down low. Cooking the scrambled eggs should take like a good 15 minutes. You're cooking it very, very slow, and you're not making them like hard and rubbery. When it's ready, it should be more like a really thick curry. It's not like a liquid like soup, but it's also just not hard and rubbery. Those are the two secrets for the best scrambled eggs you could ever make. And the secret to a good gin martini is a hint of vermouth and a bunch of gin shaken, not stirred, no foo-foo shit, no apple shit, no fucking cranberry shit, no fucking blueberry shit, gin, vermouth, olive, toothpick, ice, done. All right, we're going to return to The Internet Is Not the Answer by Andrew Keen, as he's going to continue to whine about how the internet is racist, sexist, and homophobic. While I was running, I've lost them already. There. While I was running, I was stopping periodically to make notes. In the previous episode, we went out with this little bit here about these women claiming that they've received these rape threats on the internet. And I threw some stuff out at that. And then we moved on. And I want to re-examine this because I've had time to think of this whole litany of objections. Not necessarily objections, but this whole litany of points that need to be made. Right? When some stupid whore, like these cunts, what's this cunt's name again? When political campaigner Carolyn Criando Perez, hyphenated last name, petitioned the Bank of England at Jane Austen, blah, blah, she received an avalanche of rape and death threats. Yeah, sure. And again, was that real? We'll get to it. Was that really the reason she got the death threats? Was that really it because she said that? Or do you think it may have been about something else? So all of these women come forward. I'm getting death threats on Twitter. I'm getting rape threats on Twitter. Okay, let's just... And this is just in the order I've thought of these things. This is not in a particular order. Okay, number one. Let us remember that, first of all, none of this is to excuse men threatening to rape women. But what cannot be denied is that these men... If they really exist, again, if these things are real, because we all know everything on the internet. Remember, this is a book. This is a book in which Andrew Keen is writing a book in which he's saying that somebody else received a death threat on Twitter. Okay? This is not evidence. This is not proof. This is he said, she said. I'm at the point, as I've said before, I don't believe anything I see on the internet anymore. There's a thing called Photoshop. You may have heard of it. You can make fake tweets. So I have a screenshot of the tweet. You can make fake tweets. It's not that hard. It's not. Now, the men who are making these threats, I will grant you, these men are emotionally immature. These men are emotionally retarded. These men are sort of stupid. And they're a great one. Well, no, don't you? No, not really. I don't think I've ever threatened to rape a woman. Now, I've said that we should kill everyone who voted for Hillary Clinton, but that's not a threat. That's an opinion. That is a course of action that I think would make the world a better place. I'm not threatening you that I'm going to come and kill you because you voted for Hillary Clinton. I'm saying that if Donald Trump rounded up everyone who voted for Hillary Clinton and killed them, the world would be a better place. That is not a threat. That is a statement. So no, I don't think I have ever threatened to rape a woman. Now, some of you say in the previous episode, I was talking about what was her name? The one chick, I looked her up, she had the three worthless degrees. I said she is kind of hot, and I would, you know, she's probably bangable when she was younger. She's hitting the wall now. She is cute. Some of you will think that is a rape threat, but it's not. It's me saying that if I met this woman socially and I didn't know she was a fucking idiot, I would go up and start talking to her and hitting on her because she's physically attractive. Then I would find out that, you know, Donald Trump is not her president and she's a feminist and she thinks that she's oppressed and all this other shit. And then I would fucking ease my ass towards the door because she's not hot enough for me to put up with that kind of shit. So the men who are making these threats, if these threats are in fact being made, which again, we still have not actually verified in any objective sense that any of these threats have ever happened. These men are dumbasses. They are emotionally retarded. They are emotionally immature. They are, just like a social justice warrior, they're incapable of making a logical argument, right? And it's one thing to mock people, like to make fun of some hyphenated last name bitch because she wants to put Jane Austen on a banknote. I mean, I did it just right there. I made fun of her for having a hyphenated last name. To ridicule and make fun of a person, sorry, I know that a lot of you think that's hate speech and all this other shit. It's not. It's not. If you can't handle being ridiculed and mocked, then you need to stay the fuck under the porch with the puppies. That's just a fact. When you throw yourself out, right? If somebody ridicules and mocks me, by God, just be sure you put a link to my fucking website. You can rip me a new asshole all fucking day. Just be sure you link to the website and spell the name correctly, okay? It's great, G-R-E-A-T, one, O-N-E, not numerical one or any gay shit like that. Himself is one word, H-I-M-S-E-L-F, great one himself. Okay, there's a fucking comma. The great one, comma, himself. CYNLIBSOC.com. Just spell it right, get the link in there, and say whatever the fuck you want. Because I recognize that by doing this podcast, throwing it out on the internet, I am opening myself up to ridicule, to attacks, to people disagreeing with me, both politely and unpolitely, to people making fun of me, to people taking clips out of context, and then pretending that, you know, pretending this is news. Here, the great one says he wants to rape this chick, because you just take the audio file and you chop it up and you put it together and make whatever you want, right? All of those things can happen. I can accept that. And if these women can't, then they need to get the fuck off the internet, because the internet, if you want a safe space on the internet, that's Pinterest, okay? That's feminist book. That is actually Twitter nowadays. Twitter's the same way, okay? But just shut up. Okay. So, these men who are making the threats, yes, these men are retarded. Absolutely. These men are retarded because they cannot make a decent argument. And they're not even doing ridicule. They're not even doing, you know, this isn't even like shit weaponized shitposting or something. Okay? Actually threatening physical violence to other people is the last resort of true fucking scum. Now that we've established these men are true fucking scum, let us remember, all of these men were birthed by women, they were raised by women, they went to school in a public school system dominated by women, they have spent their entire lives in a feminized society where everything is geared towards providing for women. And in the process of that, could it be possible that some of these men are simply lashing out, violently flailing around because they have no idea what to do? Because first of all, they see all the things that they will never have, like a wife and kids and happiness and sex with women, coupled with the fact that thanks to the feminized society they were raised in, the female-controlled schools and the single mothers, they've never had any type of male authority figure in their life to teach them how to channel all of this hatred and rage that they have built up. Right? So instead of going to the gym and working out and starting a business and making themselves better and improving themselves so that they can have sex with actual real girls, not feminist, but actual girls, like normal, you know, females who are normal. I know some of you are saying there's no such, no, there are some normal females out there. Not every fucking woman alive is a fucking feminist. There are some normal ones. Okay, so instead of learning how to make themselves better so that they can interact with, and by interact I mean have sex with, and be romantic with, and enjoy time with girls, because they had no male authority figure, they had no father figure, they had no older brother, they had no one to tell them, go to the gym and lift weights. They had no one to say, why don't you start a business? Why don't you channel all this anger into something productive instead of video games, right? They had none of this, because in the feminized society, they were marginalized, they were told that they were rapist, they were told they were homophobic, they were told they were racist, they were told that they're just not as good as girls, they were told that all the problems are because of them. Do you think some of this, just some portion of all of this made up, mostly made up, rape threats that these bitches think they're getting. Do you think some of this might be a result of the way the feminized society these men have been raised in has crushed them and shit all over them? Along that line, how many of these men who send these rape threats, how many of them are medicated? How many of them were medicated by their mothers so the mothers wouldn't have to do the job of parenting? How many of them were medicated by the schools so the school wouldn't have to do the job of teaching them? Next of all, what were these women doing prior to these alleged rape threats showing up? See, the narrative that we're supposed to believe is that these women are just hanging out on the internet. They're just exchanging pictures of wedding dresses and they're just so innocent. And suddenly these rape threats just show up for no reason other than they are women. How many of these women are feminist who accuse men of being racist, sexist, and homophobic? How many of these women are running around screaming, "Not my president"? How many of these women are running? And none of this, and not to say any of this justifies a rape threat, but the point is, how many of these women are running around saying all men are rapist? Okay? It's not like you were just hanging out on Twitter doing nothing and men just start sending you rape threats. Okay? This goes back to how women do not understand the concept of consequences. Okay? You had to do something that initiated these rape threats. This doesn't mean the rape threats are quote-unquote deserved. This does not justify the rape threats. But it means you did something . Saying that you received a rape threat doesn't make it so. Women, brace yourselves. If you're driving an automobile, you might want to pull over, stop the engine. If you're standing up, you might want to sit down, because I'm about to say something that is going to be a shocking revelation. Are you ready? Women lie. I know. Now see, I know the narrative you have heard has told you that women never lie. Why, women are perfect. Women are flawless creatures filled with beauty and majestic magic, and everything in the cosmos revolves around women, and women are just so perfect and honest and truthful. No, women lie. Virtually everything a woman will ever say to you in her life is a lie. When I say everything, I don't mean something. I mean almost everything a woman will ever say to you. If you took every single thing that has been said to you by women through your entire life, and if you could somehow remember every sentence that's been said to you and write them all down and then go forth to verify them, I promise you 80% of that stuff is lies. Women will lie about getting threats of rape and death on Twitter. They will lie because they want the attention. They will lie because they want the victim status. They will lie because many of them have rape fantasies, and this is just a way of acting that out. And many of these rape and death threats come from sock puppet accounts, which they actually get the threat, but they send the threat to themselves. Again, because they want attention, they want to be a victim, they have rape fantasies. Keep in mind, most of these feminists are also in love with democracy. They think we need more democracy. Well, on the Twitterverse, that's democracy. Right? If a large number of people say you should be raped, and if you believe in democracy, well, if the number of people who think you should be raped is greater than the number of people who think you shouldn't be raped, then you should be raped. That's democracy, okay? That's why democracy doesn't fucking work. That's why democracy is a bad thing. But you're all in love with democracy. Until, of course, Donald Trump wins the election, and then suddenly democracy has been hacked by the Russians, and he's not your president, and it's fascism, and all this other horse shit. Keep in mind also that while these left-wing statist, social justice warrior, femistatist cunts are complaining about the threats against them, look at the people who they are and look at the people on their side. These are the people engaged in all the riots when Trump won. These are the people in the Black Lives Matter riots. These are the same people who throw bricks through windows. Right here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, when Starbucks moved into the Old Town area, people were all upset because corporate coffee was coming and some fucking liberal left-wing statist threw a brick through the window. Okay, these are the same. So these feminists are saying, oh my God, people are threatening us with rape. But these are the same people who are threatening to kill Donald Trump, beating up Donald Trump supporters, threatening to kill people who own guns, fucking throwing bricks through windows, fucking turning over police cars, threatening to kill police officers, all this other horse shit. Okay, you're not a bunch of fucking saints. You're not a fucking saint, you stupid feminist cunt. Okay, you're not any better than these people who are sending you rape threats. And in fact, you're a little bit worse because if these people really are sending you threats of raping you, in addition to the fact that these guys having really low standards, at least they're being honest. If they're saying, I want to rape you and kill you, well, at least they're being honest about the fact they want to rape you and kill you. I know that you femistatist cunts would love to see me dead, but you're not going to come out and say it. Because you're a liar, because you constantly fucking lie. And you are just as emotionally immature as the people making these threats. You run around screaming all white men are racist, all white men are rapist, you know, all this other horse shit. You're not any better than the people sending you these threats. You're really not. If you are, in fact, even receiving these threats. All right, that was that. So that's what I was thinking about while I was running down the trail. I was also thinking about the cute girls, which I saw a couple of, as I mentioned, and thinking about the nice sunshine and thinking about how nice and green it is because it rained here for a few days. And so everything is nice and sprouted out and filled with chlorophyll. Yeah, that's how I like my women, filled with chlorophyll. That's supposed to be sort of a sex joke. It really wasn't that funny because my cock doesn't spurt out chlorophyll. Chamomile? Ooh, chamomile. It's not chlorophyll. It's chamomile. All right, anyway, we're getting perverted again. Some woman will... Oh my God, the great one threatened me with rape because he said chamomile. Yes, honey, we know. You're a victim. Yeah, good for you. Oh, bravo, good for you. You're a fucking victim. Can we move on now? All right, where did we go? Where did I leave off? Here we go. Hatred is ubiquitous on the internet. Quote, big hatred meets big data, unquote, writes the Google data scientist Seth Stevens Davidowitz, hyphenated last name. That's a fucking indicator right there. Oh my God, this fucking hyphen. Oh, the hyphenated last names. Is he gay as shit? All right. Here we go. This writes Google data scientist Seth Stevens hyphen Davidowitz about the growth of online Nazi and racist forums that attract up to 400,000 Americans per month. Well, so then these are very popular opinions, right? Once again, if democracy is so fucking wonderful, what's the problem? I mean, all of these 400,000 people, I would submit to you, most of them have attended public school. They have 12 years of public education, right? They have been educated for 12 years by women. And then there are the haters of the haters, the digital vigilantes, such as the group Op anti-bully who track down internet bullies and bully them. Because two wrongs make a right. Now remember, when you're going to, right, we're going to go, well, we can't kill the person who's trying to kill us because we'll be just like them. Oh, but you can go on the internet and find people who are bullies and bully them. Then, of course, this whole, it's a bully. What the fuck does that mean? I'm a bully. I'm sure that to all of these faggots, I'm considered a bully because I just said faggots. I call you what you are. I tell you you're stupid. I'm sure that's bullying. Great. Once again, please make a podcast and bully me. Call me names, insult me, degrade me, fucking write about it, put it on Huffington Post, put it on fucking BuzzFeed. Be sure you spell the name right and link to the website. That's all I give a shit about. Worst of all, are the anonymous online bullies themselves. Yes, because you see, these anonymous people that we can't track them down and get them fired from their jobs and harass them in real life and threaten their families like we did to Rusha's family and all this stuff. The fucking femistatist and the fucking, just all of these fucking left-wing social justice warrior cunts, that is what they hate the most about the internet, is not knowing who somebody is so that they can attack that person in real life. Because, again, they have no arguments. They can't argue the person's ideas. That's all they have, is attacking people in real life. And even then, they just have to attack the people's families because they don't even have the ball. Like, you can come at me anytime you want. I have guns. I went to the store when ammunition was on sale. I invite you to fucking attack. Come for me. But you won't. You'll go after my family. You'll go after my friends. You'll go to the places where I work and try to, you know, that's your motif. Because you're a bunch of fucking cowards. That's why I come on the podcast, call you cunts, and call you inferior, and call you cowards. It's because you're inferior coward cunts. That's why I'm calling you inferior. That's why I'm calling you a cunt. That's why I'm calling you a coward. Anytime you want to fucking meet me out in the woods for a duel, me, I'll bring a pistol, you bring a pistol, we'll do it. But you're not going to do that, because you're a fucking coward. Worst of all are the anonymous online bullies themselves. In August 2013, a 14-year-old girl from Leicester in England named Hannah Smith hanged herself after she had been savagely bullied on the anonymous teen network Ask FM. Number one, where are her parents? Probably a single mother. Number two, why is a 14-year-old girl on the internet? Number three, where are her parents? Number four, where are her fucking real-life friends? Number five, where are her parents? Number six, where is her father? Number seven, okay, this is one example, right? Every time a man will say, well, you know, women always get all this money in divorce settlements, or no, they say women, you know, women always get custody of the children. Or, oh, here we go. Men will say, you know, men have been forced to pay child support for children that aren't even theirs. And the feminist will say, prove it, and we'll show them one example. And they'll go, well, that's just one example. Well, guess what? This is just one example. Comments left on Smith's Ask FM profile include, quote, go die, everyone is spelled E-V-R-Y, one, would be happy. Would is spelled W-U-L-D. So here's point number, I think it's number eight. Point number eight, why is she taking serious anything written from people who can't even fucking spell basic English? Just get off the internet and get a fucking life. That's what you have to do. And this thing, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she was, all right, well, fuck it. Let's, hold on. Here we go. Okay, maybe Hannah Smith was really fat and ugly. Okay, get off the internet and lose some weight. Get off the internet and get a life. Get off the internet and do something with your life. You can be fat and ugly and still be a great person. You could write novels. You could paint beautiful paintings. You could create music. Oh God, Handmaid's Tale. This movie is coming. All we're going to hear about is how fucking oppressed women are because they can't get motherfucking free abortions. Hannah Smith. Hanged herself. Wait, cops believe suicide teen Hannah Smith sent herself trolling. Oh, wait, so wait. Hannah Smith wrote vile post to herself before suicide. A police investigation into the death of 14-year-old girl whose family believed she was driven to suicide by bullies uncovered no evidence she was the victim of cyberbullying, an inquest heard. Oh, so the book is this book is telling us that she, and here we go. Oh, there's no evidence that she was cyberbullied. And this is why, my friends, you don't fucking believe everything you fucking hear. Schoolgirl found hanged in her bedroom after being trolled on Ask FM. Sent abusive messages to herself. Inquest hears. Hannah Smith found hanged last year by her older sister. Father claims daughter was driven to suicide by bullies. Referred to posting of vile messages on Ask FM. A police investigation into the death uncovered no evidence. So she was mentally ill and she was attention whoring. She killed herself not because she was bullied. She killed herself because she was mentally ill. Cops believe teen Hannah Smith sent herself troll messages on Ask FM. Dozens of anonymous messages were found on Hannah's Ask FM profile following her death. But during a pre-inquest review, it emerged there was no evidence that she was a victim of trolling. A source said, company, the quote, company. All right, here it is. Here it is. In private briefings just days after her death, Ask FM said that 98% of the messages had come from the same IP address as Hannah's. A source said, quote, the company have looked, I'm reading it, The company has looked at every identity. The IP addresses are trackable. She posted the anonymous things herself. The police have all that data. Unquote. And this is what I... So, did I not? Ladies, this is... Okay, hold it. Just shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I am the Great One himself. This is why I am right. I am always right, and I have never been wrong. The beginning, I came right on here, I said to you, these women are probably not receiving rape threats. They're making the threats up. They are making the, they're sending the threats to themselves because they have rape fantasies, they want to be victims, and they want attention. What have we here? The guy in the book quotes this poor little 14-year-old girl who was driven to kill herself by cyber bullies. I type the shit into the fucking Google, and every fucking link that comes up points to something saying she sent the fucking messages to herself. This is why you need to fucking listen to me. You need to turn off the Clown News Network. You need to turn off the fucking ABC and the NBC and the fucking MSNBC and the fucking CBS and the fucking Fox News. This is it. All you need is right here, especially if you're a hot volleyball girl. Everything you need is right between my legs. Okay? Just shut up and listen to what the fuck I'm telling you. Women lie. They make this shit up for attention. This 14-year-old chick who is not, looking at these pictures here, I mean, she's not terrible looking. She's not like 700 pounds or anything. I mean, she's also 14. But I mean, she's not attractive, but she's not unattractive. If she put a little fucking effort into it, she could have got an actual real man to have sex with her at some point in her life. If she just would have fucking tried a little bit. But instead, she got on the internet, she attention whored, and she killed herself, probably because deep down inside, she knew she was a fucking loser. And now Andrew Keen is writing it in this book and repeating it as if it's true. This is why you don't fucking believe any of this shit. Okay? So if that's not true, what makes you think all these fucking feminist cunts on the previous page claiming that they're getting rape threats and death threats, what makes you think any of that is true? Well, Andrew, it looks like you haven't fact-checked your book much yet, you know? I mean, it's one thing for you to have opinions I disagree with. I can handle that. But when you... Guys, I did the fucking podcast at fuckingamerica.org, link to it. It's called Do Not Lie About Things That Can Be Objectively Proven. Here, Andrew Keen is fucking lying about something that had he typed the fucking bitch's name into Google, he would know that what he's writing in his book is not true. But oh, fuck no. No, fuck no. We're just gonna lie for our fucking political agenda because Andrew Keen is a fucking feminist fucking pussy. Just lie. Just lie like a motherfucker. No one will type the bitch's name into Google and find out that you're lying. No, of course not. Which they won't, for the most part. Nobody will fucking do the most... You guys were here! It was like, how much research did I do? Like, 45 fucking seconds of work. And this is why I ridicule you people. This is why I cyberbully you. This is why I come on this podcast and I call you a bunch of dumb fucking cunts. Because you're lying, filthy, stupid cunts with a fucking agenda. You have to, once again, guy, I'm not lying. I want Donald Trump to build concentration camps and kill everyone who voted for Hillary Clinton. There's no lies. There's no code words. There's no Orwellian language. I'm real fucking obvious. I'm real fucking honest. See, that's what honesty, and I don't make anything up. I don't lie. Fucking morons. Okay. Tragically, there have been a rash of other child suicides on Ask FM. Okay, first of all, I can no longer believe anything you say. Second of all, nobody can commit suicide on Ask FM. Ask FM is a website. It's not a place where you can kill yourself. You kill yourself in the real world. So this is another thing these people don't get. The internet is not real. Okay? Most of the people who make your threats on the internet is not real. This is why when I do get the rare death threats that I get, I don't give a shit. Because I know these are just faggots. These are just little fairies who are so fucking impotent. That's all they can do. I've never sent a death threat to anybody on the internet. You know why? Because I have a life. I have shit to do. When somebody sends me a death threat on the internet, I am dealing with a fucking loser. I know I am dealing with a impotent fucking loser. Okay? Because the people who will hunt you down and kill you, the people who really will, really, really will hunt you down and rape you and cut your head off, they're not going to tell you about it. They're just going to do it. Tragically, there have been a rash of other child suicides on Ask FM, which I didn't do any research on to confirm whether or not these things really happened or not. In late 2012, two Irish girls, 15-year-old Sierra Pugsley and 13-year-old Erin Gallagher, and Florida teenager Jessica Laney, 16, all killed themselves after being anonymously bullied on the site. Once again, where was the father? Once again, why is a fucking 13-year-old girl on the internet? Where is the parent? And finally, if I type these into Google, what am I going to find? Do we dare? Do we dare? All right, fuck it, let's do this. The podcast is almost over. I've made almost no progress. This is going to take forever to get through this book. All right, here we fucking go. See. Sierra Pugsley. God. Oh, here we go. Sierra Pugsley. Cause of death. Okay. The school is normal. Without warning, she took her life. The night before her death, she played a football match. Was looking forward to another match. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, nothing yet about how she faked it. She's kind of, I mean, again, she's 15 years old, but she looks relatively cute. No, wait, you see, Aaron Gallagher's death is a third hope prime for the weeks. Oh, okay, never mind. Wait, she's 13 or 15? Make up our mind here. Am I confused? That would never happen. Okay, so over here she's 13 years old. Over here she's 15 years old. So make, oh wait, is this a different chick? Oh, this is Aaron. This is a different one. This is 13-year-old Erin. She killed herself, blah, blah, blah. All right, nothing yet about how she might have faked it. Here's Sierra Pugsley again. Yeah, okay, so she was... Okay, so everything was so fucking wonderful, but she was bullied online, and she loved her dog. Okay, so then if her life is so fucking wonderful... Why is she killing herself because of some shit on the internet? Could it be, maybe, what if you learn to not take the internet so fucking seriously? What if, again, where are the fucking parents? Why do, Jesus fucking Christ. So I'm also reading this book right now, which I mentioned. It's called, what the fuck is it called? Assassination Generation. So the basic premise is that video games cause people to kill people. So when I first picked it up, I thought, oh, this is going to be the usual bullshit, and I'm going to hate it. And that's why I was going to read it. Because, see, I read things that I disagree with because I'm not a social justice warrior. I can do that. Then as I started reading it, it's like, well, okay, actually, the guy makes a number of good points. He also doesn't just assert that seeing a video game turns people into murderers, which is usually the way that thing goes. What he says is that, and his point is that young children playing violent video games, and I'm grossly simplifying this because I will talk about the book in depth when I get to talking about the book, which will be after the ADHD book, which will also be after the giant stack of fucking college newspapers. God damn it, I need more fucking time. I need more life, you fucker. That's from Blade Runner. Oh my God, they're making a Blade Runner sequel. I saw the trailer on YouTube. Harrison Ford is in it. Oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. Blade Runner, if you haven't seen Blade Runner, stop what you're doing. Go get Blade Runner, get the director's cut, watch it. One of the greatest science fiction movies, one of the greatest movies ever fucking made. All right. That was a lot of tangenting. Where did I fucking leave off? Okay, video game. His point on the video games is it when young kids watch the video games, it fucks up their perception of reality and social norms and all this other stuff. And I'm grossly simplifying, okay? Grossly simplifying. So don't fucking put words into the author's mouth based on what I'm saying right now. And so I'm like, well, okay, I don't disagree with that. I completely agree that 10-year-old kids should not be playing Grand Theft Auto, okay? For a 26-year-old adult to play Grand Theft Auto is fine. Like, I can play the, like, for example, the game I still play every now and then is this Deus Ex Machina. You know, I run around, I shoot all the civilians, and I shoot all the cops. I don't confuse that with reality. I just confuse that with me having a good time shooting things, okay? But 10-year-old kids, they don't know the difference between a video game and reality. Okay, this is one of the reasons why, despite what Stefan Molyneux says, I say that you don't negotiate with children. Okay, there are times you can try that and you can do, but ultimately there's a point where you stop negotiating with children. You tell the child what to do, and if the child doesn't want to do it, as much as this will fucking piss Stefan Molyneux off, you turn the shit over and you spank him on the fucking ass, okay? You do not negotiate with children, because children don't know the difference between reality and not reality. So I am completely, you don't let 10-year-old kids play violent video games, okay? You don't let your fucking 13-year-old fucking daughter get on fucking Ask FM and be exposed to stupidity because she's 13. She doesn't know the fucking difference between the real world and the fucking online fucking fantasy fucking bullshit. Kids should not be on the fucking internet. And this all entertains them, and I don't have to parent them. And it answers their questions, and I don't have to parent them. And they can be friends with people on the internet, and I don't have to parent them. All of this, putting your kid on the internet is the new plopping your kid down in front of the television. It's so that you don't have to fucking parent the fucking kid. But if you're not going to parent the fucking kid, stop making kids. Where are the fucking parents? So perhaps two of those, I'm not going to bother to look up Jessica Langley. So all right, two of those three at least appear to be legit. So he's got four girls he claimed got cyberbullied. One of them was completely fake. He's got a fucking ratio here of 75% truth, 25% lies, because he doesn't type things into Google. And in the first half of 2013, okay, so in late 2012, so again, in the entire year of 2012, three girls killed themselves because of shit they saw on the internet. This is not an epidemic. This is simply three young girls whose parents completely fucking failed to parent them. This is not an epidemic. In the first half of 2013, two English boys from Lanchester, 15-year-old Josh Unsworth, 16-year-old Anthony Scrub, again, where are the parents? Both committed suicide after being subjected to hideous abuse on AskFM. I'm sorry, did somebody force them to be on AskFM? Were they not capable of deleting their accounts? Did they not have friends in real life? Did they not have lives? Did they not have hobbies? Right, the one girl, I looked it up, where the fuck is it? Where's the fucking web browser. That's not, no, 15-year-old. Wait, why does this say Sierra Pugsley? Oh, because I'm looking at the other one. Wait, why is this? Aaron Gallagher. What? This is the wrong girl's picture. Jesus Christ. These websites can't even get the right picture of the right fucking girl on here. What a fucking joke. I mean, here is Sierra. Here's her with her brother. She was playing the football. You know, we went up in a helicopter and flew over my house for the 17th birthday. Says her brother, because she was in there with her. She loves her dog. You know, all this stuff. So it sounds like she had a... So why get off the fucking internet and go spend time with your brother and your dog and your friends and play football? Get off the fucking internet. Parents, get your kids off the fucking internet. Try parenting. Why is it so fuck? All you do is you fucking spread your legs, you take some cum inside your cunt, you walk around for 9 months whining about how oppressed you are, you spit out the fucking baby, and then you just don't want anything to do with it anymore. and then your kid kills herself and you can't fucking figure out why. It couldn't have anything, right? Because again, we're back to women don't understand consequences. This couldn't possibly be a fucking consequence of your fucking piss poor parenting, could it? No, of course not. You have a vagina. You're perfect. Why, you just don't get enough free birth control. That's the only thing wrong with the world is you're not getting enough free stuff because vagina. Why don't you parent your fucking children? Unfortunately, Ask FM, which was acquired in August 2014 by media mogul Barry Diller's IAC family of websites, is far from the only source of cyberbullying. In September 2013, Rebecca Ann Sevick, a 12-year-old Florida girl. Why is a 12-year-old on the fucking internet? Where are her parents? What? Jesus fucking Christ. This is why I want all of you to die. This isn't a threat. I'm not threatening to come and kill you. I want you to. If your 12-year-old daughter is on the internet, you're not parenting and you should be dead. That's all there is to that. That's not a fucking threat. That is a statement of fact. If your 12-year-old daughter is on the internet, you are not parenting and you should be dead. Jumped to her death from an abandoned cement factory. Why was she in an abandoned factory? Where's her parents? Oh, never mind. Her parents were whining about not enough free birth control. After experiencing a year of bullying on Facebook. Why is a 12-year-old? So if she is 12, that means she was on Facebook when she was 11 to get a year of bullying. Why is an 11-year-old girl on Facebook? Why is she on Facebook? Get off Facebook. Make friends in real life. Do things. None of this is difficult. None of this is hard to understand. There's nothing here that is some grand problem searching for a solution. This is really fucking obvious. And I'm stating it. Then there's the January 2000 suicide of 14-year-old Italian girl Caroline Pinochet. After she was bullied on Facebook, she's 14, what's she doing on Facebook? And WhatsApp, she's 14, what's she doing on WhatsApp? Where she received 2,600 abusive messages before her death. Okay. You would think after about the fourth or fifth abusive message, an intelligent person would just delete their Facebook account and go get a fucking life. But no, apparently women can't do that because their desire for attention is so strong that they will sit there and put up with the abuse. Again, assuming that any of this is true, which we have to doubt at this point, they want attention so bad that they can't turn off the fucking feminist book. I'm always right. Fuck you. This is fucking sick. I mean it. Where is the fucking parenting? This is absolute fucking bullshit. You know, the parents of all of these kids should be fucking taken and fucking killed. That's not a threat, that's a fact. The parents of these children should be killed.